And later these two brothers came before him, free riders, from the Dornish marches, and pledged their swords to the service of the king. Father accepted their oaths. Jane yawned. Are there any lemon cakes? Sansa did not like being interrupted, but she had to admit lemon cakes sounded more interesting than most of what had gone on in the throne room. Let's see, she said. The kitchen yielded no lemon cakes, but they did find half of a cold strawberry pie, and that was almost as good. They ate it on the tower steps, giggling and gossiping and sharing secrets, and Sansa went to bed that night feeling almost as wicked as Arya. The next morning she woke before first light and crept sleepily to her window to watch Lord Beric form up his men. They rode out as dawn was breaking over the city, with three banners going before them. The crown stag of the king flew from the high staff, the direwolf of Stark, and Lord Beric's own forked lightning standard from shorter poles. It was all so exciting. A song come to life, the clatter of swords, the flicker of torchlight, banners dancing in the wind, horses snorting and winnowing, the golden glow of sunrise slanting through the bars of the portcullis as it jerked upward. The Winterfell men looked especially fine in their silvery mail and long grey cloaks.